They went inside. Johnny tuned the radio to a local classic rock station and set about marking out the rest of the spell on the slate floor. Clarice went into the kitchen for a can of Coke and a sandwich. When she emerged, the curtains were closed and the blinds drawn. There were three pentagrams painted on the floor. Johnny stood wiping the paint off his hands with a piece of paper towel. "You stand in that one," he said, pointing at one of the two smaller pentagrams he had positioned across the room from the large one. "I'll be in this one." Curved lines strung with strange symbols connected all three circles. If the spell works, Satan will be in the big one. "Okay," said Clarice. She stepped into her pentagram and took a sip from her can of soda. Johnny laid down the candles and then went around lighting them with the flame wand that had been clipped to the gas stovetop. When they were all lit, he stood up and surveyed his handiwork. "Are you ready?" asked Clarice. "Yes, are you?"
"Yep."
"Aren't you going to put some clothes on?"
"Why?"
"Well, I don't know. Do you think swimwear is appropriate?"
"What's appropriate? A red robe? An Aussie t-shirt?"
"Clarice, this is business. We're rock stars. No one is going to take us seriously if we look like we work in an office. Will you at least put down the soda?" Clarice drained the can in three big gulps, crushed it in her fist, and turfed it in the direction of the kitchenette. "Are you going to cast your damn spell already?"
"Yes," said Johnny.
He walked over to the radio and switched it off, then returned to his pentagram. Clarice checked that both her feet were still inside her own, took off her sunglasses, and folded her arms. Johnny took a deep breath, looked at the sheet of paper he'd copied the incantation onto, and spoke. "Great Lord Satan, I call upon thee to manifest thyself in the space I have marked. King of darkness, I bind you to the circle by your dread symbols and by my own." He spoke with confidence, but the wood panelling dampened his voice too much to let the words ring. "While contained in this circle, your dread majesty is constrained from doing harm to me and mine, by might or by sorcery or by any external agency to yourself. I bind you with the power of all the sages and sorcerers who have laid this very enchantment before me in ages past. I bind you with the power of all the magicians and conjurers who will lay this enchantment yet in the ages to come. I bind you now in this age, in this moment, with my own will. I bind you until Armageddon falls or I speak your release. I command and abjure thee, Lucifer, your black highness, warden of hell, come forth." In the quiet following the invocation, the sounds of the beach filtered into the house, the sea rushing into the shore and receding, palm trees rustling and shivering in the breeze. A car rumbled down the gravel track on the property next door. A rollerblader skated by on the esplanade. A seagull cried for scraps. The refrigerator cycled on. The darkened house smelled of pine needles, suntan lotion, and dust. The main pentagram stood empty. Clarice looked at Johnny. He turned to regard her, expressionless. His shoulders fell. Clarice shrugged and looked away. Johnny raised his head and squinted. Clarice looked at him, then followed his gaze across to the main pentagram. The air above the painted lines seemed to be smudged. A gap in the blinds behind the pentagram cast a narrow blade of sunlight across the room, making it difficult to discern any details of the dark shape that stood there, if there was, in fact, anything there at all. said the smudge, a little more loudly. It wasn't any more distinct than before, but it seemed bigger. It looked, she decided, as if someone with extremely large, dirty hands had left a 6-foot-tall fingerprint on the air. "Oh," Clarice addressed the fingerprint. "Was that supposed to be a dramatic entrance?" "It's only dramatic if you don't expect it," said the devil. "I quit doing smoke and thunder in the 16th century." His voice was male, deep, but not unusually so. A neutral American accent. Unremarkable. "I'm Johnny Cherno," said Johnny. "This here is..."
"Hello, Clarice," said the devil, doing a passable imitation of Sir Anthony Hopkins.
"Cute," snorted Clarice. "I've never heard that one before."
"So, Johnny, Clarice, what can I do for you?"
"I'm blacklisted from getting a record deal," said Clarice.
"I'm aware of the situation."
"Can you do anything about it?" asked Johnny.
"Of course I can do something about it," said the devil. "But you should be asking me whether or not I will."
"Will you?" asked Clarice.
"Sure," said the devil.